You're listening to Linux News Log, separating the Linux and open source signal from the noise.
Hey everybody, how's it going? I am your host Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Petaluma, California, here in Studio MC2 at QuickSurf Internet Studios. Linux News Log is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to techpodcast.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there as well. I'd like to encourage everybody to visit us online over at quicksurf.com. Please do subscribe to the show. For 2013, I am making a minor change. I previously have done this, and I'm doing it again starting this year for the videos. For those of you who watch on YouTube, you generally have a high-def video available to you. But for those of you who subscribe to the show off of my website, for the past while, I've only had an Ogg Vorbis download, an MP3 download, and a standard definition H.264 video available for download. Well, starting with this episode and for the foreseeable future, since I'm rendering an HD video for YouTube, I figured I would just render, use that same video that I'm rendering for YouTube and make it available for download directly off the website. And you can, I also have a link to subscribe to it. So if you want to subscribe to it in iTunes or Roku or, you know, some set-top box or something of that nature, you can do that as well. With that, for those of you who have already subscribed and are currently subscribed, thank you for subscribing. If you have not done so already, please support the show and do so. Let's go ahead and get into the news for this episode. Starting off over at ZDNet, Stephen J. Von Nichols has a nice article, Top 5 Reasons the Ubuntu Linux Phone Might Make It. We previously reported that Ubuntu or Canonical was considering an Ubuntu phone. Stephen J. Von Nichols, obviously, apparently he's been speaking quite a bit with Mark Shuttleworth and various Ubuntu people. And he's come up with 5 reasons why he thinks that the Ubuntu phone just may actually work. Some of the reasons I agree with, like the easy smartphone OS upgradability, this is something that, you know, Android is very sorely lacking. You know, when you buy an Android phone, you are not guaranteed to get an upgrade to your operating system versus if you buy an iPhone. For as long as Apple supports the hardware for that phone, which is turning out to be a couple of years, 2-3 years, you get pretty regular updates for your iOS device. So pretty interesting. Definitely something to check out. There's a couple of other things like easy carrier customization. I don't think that's really a reason. He also cites the Unity interface, desktop software compatibility. Again, these are things that, you know, could contribute, but I don't necessarily agree with. And the number one reason is greenfields and high-end markets. Now, this is definitely something that could make it succeed if they target it at the high-end market and not, you know, some cheap prepaid, you know, I just need a, you know, $50 phone or a, you know, $10 phone, or even worse, I need a free phone. So it'll be interesting to see what comes of it. You know, obviously I'll be watching what happens. From TheVerge.com, Valve confirms it's building a Linux-based Steam box that will act as a local gaming server for all your screens. This is kind of exciting. Valve CEO Gabe Newell shed light on the company's hardware plans. He's confirming that its own Steam box will be based on Linux, on the Linux operating system. The Steam box has mostly been sheathed in rumor over the past year, but there's a number of interesting details about the planned device. Perhaps most importantly, the Steam box won't just be a lockdown PC console. It'll also be a server, so you could have one PC and 8 televisions and 8 controllers. So I'm curious to see how this is going to work. Obviously, time will tell. A Valve has to actually release it, even though they're talking about it. That doesn't always necessarily mean that it's going to be something that, you know, ultimately be something that end consumers can buy. From ZDNet, Red Hat ships Enterprise Linux 5.9. This is all standard run-of-the-mill stuff. They support industry-leading hardware vendors through enhanced hardware enablement, continued commitment to security, blah, 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 blah. Check it out. Pretty interesting if you're a Red Hat user. From ZDNet, 2012's most popular Linux stories. This is a story from Stephen J. Von Nichols where he goes through and lists a whole bunch of stuff. Quite an interesting read if you want to see what was popular, at least in ZDNet land. Definitely check it out. From Seattle Pie, there's a press release. The host group launches an innovative line of consolidated Linux/Windows dual hosting platforms for 2013, in 2013 for clients in North America. Kind of interesting. The host group, which I've never heard of, but apparently they're a leading international and domestic web hosting provider for small to medium-sized businesses. You notice how all the press releases start that way? They've announced this past week during CES that it will begin to allow developers to utilize both Linux and Microsoft Windows-based hosting platforms simultaneously. The host group consolidates both environments, providing seamless integration, streamlining the development process, and dramatically reducing hosting costs. Okay. We'll see how this works out. They've got a whole bunch of stuff. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited email, unlimited domains, unlimited MySQL databases, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's a web host, basically, but still interesting nonetheless. From internetnews.com, this really caught my eye. Since I'm a Lego fan and here at the house, you know, I try to foster Lego as much as possible. Lego goes Linux. From the what else would they use files, move over Raspberry Pi and Arduino. There's a new maker on the block, so to speak. Been lusting after Arduino and Raspberry Pi based maker initiatives since I first heard about them. Plug and play, build your own electronics with Linux and open source goodness. It's just like Lego, people kept telling me. Funny how times change. Now Lego is set to embrace Linux in a limited way. The new Mindstorms EV3 robot playset will include Linux-based firmware. So, what does that mean? Well, it means that Linux skills can now be used in a limited way to control/build/teach with Lego. I'm a huge Lego fan, so this is pretty cool. Now, granted, this is not a replacement for Arduino. It's not a replacement for this little guy right here. It's not a replacement for Raspberry Pi, but it could be something that's slightly more accessible for the younger folk, especially if they already like Lego. So, pretty interesting. Check it out. From PC World, Samsung is saying that the Tizen Linux phones will arrive in 2013. Hard on the heels of Wednesday's unveiling of Ubuntu Linux for phones, Samsung has now reportedly confirmed that it plans to ship new Linux-based mobile devices of its own later this year. Now, this is my contention. Nokia tried doing this, if we recall correctly, with Migo. And look where that got them. You know, my concern is the Ubuntu phone, it potentially could do well if multiple carriers and multiple hardware manufacturers get behind it. Samsung is pushing Tizen or Tizen or however it is you pronounce it. And it's kind of like a Samsung only thing. My concern is that they're going to, you know, kind of run out of steam, you know, no pun intended, but they're going to kind of run out of steam and not really be able to adequately support it if it's just Samsung pushing it. So we'll be keeping an eye on this to see what happens, but still interesting nonetheless. From geek.com, expect Blizzard to launch a game for Linux this year. This is largely in response to Valve getting all crazy in the Linux space, I suspect. The article starts off, if there's one thing that 2013 will be remembered for, it's as the year gaming on Linux got serious. We'll see. This is pretty much assured due to the fact that Steam for Linux and the dozens, if not hundreds of games that it will bring to the Linux OS. On top of that, you've got a bunch of Oya, which puts Android and therefore Linux in a console for just $99. Blizzard is set to release a game for Linux before the year is over. So what game that is, we'll see. You know, it'll be interesting to see. I would love to see like StarCraft or something of that nature. You know, World of Warcraft is nice and all, but really, you know, and they have a huge ecosystem for that. But you know, World of Warcraft gets kind of, I mean, StarCraft to a degree kind of gets boring too after a while, but still be pretty interesting. So anyway, that will do it for this edition of Linux News Log. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes, which you can find online, Linux, over at quicksurf.com. You can shoot me an email. I got all my stuff confused. You can shoot me an email, linux@quicksurf.com. And with that, I will see all of you next week. See you then. Bye.